This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to say this about coming to senses. Some of you are praying for a husband or wife or son or daughter, parent or brother or sister to change, and you need to change your prayer. You need to stop praying, God, change my husband. You need to say, Lord, help him to come to his senses. About you. Help him to come to his senses about himself. Lord, help her to come to her senses about you and about herself. And I think that may be the most appropriate prayer for a loved one, is just to say, Lord, help them to come to their senses about the truth and about the one who is the truth, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I want to talk about one more point here, and we'll spend some time on this one. It doesn't matter how far off we are, the Lord is as close as our repentance. It doesn't matter how far off we are, the Lord is as close as our repentance. I love that phrase, he was afar off, but his father saw him. I want to talk about that for a minute. I've heard ministers talk about this passage, and they say in their imagination, and we all put our imagination into this story, by the way, that they can imagine the father just happening to be standing at the lane and seeing his son come down the lane. Well, it just happened that the father looked out the window and he saw his son coming in the driveway, so to speak, like the mother did in the video. I don't think that's what happened at all. I think the father never stopped looking. When you love somebody, you never stop looking for them to come home. Did you know you can go to the country of Portugal today? And in Portugal, there are women who have lost a son or a husband in an accident at sea where a ship has sunk. And I understand that women will dress in black. They'll put a veil over their face and they'll stand at a port and they're just waiting for their son to come home. That maybe another ship will bring him home, another ship will bring their husband home, their brother, whatever the case may be. And these women will go day after day, week after week, month after month, and in some cases, year after year, looking for their loved one to come home. And people say they're crazy. Yeah, maybe they are, but they also have great love for that person they miss. The father in this story never stopped looking. And I think there's a specific point in time that can happen for some people where they come to that realization that they need to come home. And I think for some people, it's a process. Let me talk about both briefly. There are people who can testify that it took weeks, it took months, it may have even taken years. But there was a gradual churning of the spirit and turning of the heart. And it's a changing of the mind that took time, and the point finally came. I came home. You came home to the Father. It doesn't matter how far off we are, the Lord is close as our repentance. Do you know what repentance means? Repentance doesn't mean you're just sorry. Repentance doesn't mean you feel guilty. Repentance doesn't mean you feel bad about things you've done. That's not what repentance means. Repentance literally means to do a 180. It means to turn 180 degrees. You know you are repenting when you're walking away from something and you're walking toward the Lord. Listen to that again. You know you are repenting when there's something in your past, something in your life that you're walking away from and you're walking toward the Lord. That is the best definition of repentance I can give you.
Well, this message from Luke 15, the parable of the prodigal son, is a story that everybody, and I mean everybody, can relate to, including you, including me. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Be sure and look at visual stories. I know I mention it often, but there's a reason for it. It will bless you. Visual stories on crosshope.org. God bless you. The message continues tomorrow on Crosshope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.